I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There are conflicting reports about Russian forces in Georgia today. Earlier, there were reports that Russian tanks rolled into the city of Gori. Eyewitnesses spoke of gunfire and looting there. A Georgian woman near Gori told the BBC this morning that Russian tanks blocked the main road out of the city.
People need to leave Gori. So to leave that region right now is impossible because Russians blocked the main road. That's what I want to say, tell you.
That's Ruska Gaprindashvili speaking to the BBC earlier today. In Washington today, President Bush urged Russia to keep its word to end the crisis in Georgia.
We're concerned about reports that Russian units have taken up positions on the east side of the city of Gori, which allows them to block the east-west highway, divide the country, and threaten the capital of Tbilisi.
And Moscow has denied violating the ceasefire. President Bush also said today that he is sending Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to France and then on to Tbilisi, Georgia, to show support for Georgia's government. And he promised to send a humanitarian mission to Georgia, headed by the U.S. military. Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili, said that the announcement showed that the U.S. military is prepared to take control of Georgian ports and airports. The Pentagon strongly denied that, though. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse is now in Tbilisi, and he says people in Georgia will welcome U.S. assistance.
Ordinary Georgians have repeatedly said to me, look, we were the third largest contributor to the coalition effort in Iraq. Where are you guys when we need you? I think the George Bush statement about the humanitarian mission headed by the U.S. military will be music to many people's ears here. They will feel that that is America putting its money where its mouth has been.
Well, this is a humanitarian mission, as President Bush specified, but he suggested that those carrying it out will be on the ground for quite some time. Is anyone fearing there that the mix of members of the U.S. military plus the tensions involved right now between Russia and Georgia plus Russian military apparently still on the ground might be a volatile mix?
I think that's certainly a fair assumption to make. It could well be a volatile mix. What it seems is that George Bush is sending a very strong signal here to Moscow to show the Russians where U.S. sympathies lie in this conflict, and that is very much with Tbilisi. What will happen when these military personnel, albeit in a humanitarian aid capacity rather than a military one, what will happen when they actually reach the ground here? We should say there are some military personnel or U.S. military personnel already in Georgia. When that number increases, we will just have to see how that plays out. That will depend on a number of factors. What will have happened to the ceasefire negotiations that are currently ongoing, and indeed, as you pointed out, where the Russian troops will be stationed.
Yeah, we should say that U.S. military, as you say, have been on the ground for quite some time in smaller numbers in Georgia, in part training Georgians for duty in Iraq. But what about the Russian troops, the Russian military positions right now? What do you know about where they are and what their intent is?
Well, it's been a very confused picture over the past few hours. We in Tbilisi here have been listening to lots of conflicting reports about Russian troops movements within Georgia itself. What we've managed to piece together is this. At some point earlier today, a group of Russian military vehicles went in and either disarmed or destroyed a Georgian military installation near Gori in Georgia proper. Then, as reported by one of our own BBC correspondents at the scene, around 60 Russian military vehicles were seen heading in a column towards the Gori-Tbilisi highway, the road that runs south towards the capital. That column of vehicles then, we understand, veered off, stopped heading towards Tbilisi and headed back towards South Ossetia. The Georgian Interior Ministry confirmed that it had left Georgian territory, gone back to South Ossetia, and the Kremlin denied all the way through that it had any intention of sending military hardware or troops towards the Georgian capital. But needless to say, here in Tbilisi, there was quite a lot of tension as people were trying to piece together what was going on up north.
Okay, well, there's something specifically important about this highway itself. I mean, you said that the Russian troops appeared to be heading toward Tbilisi on this Gori to Tbilisi highway. You also said that they turned around eventually. But what's the significance significance of that?
Well, the significance of the road is it is essentially the only highway in Georgia, and it cuts the country into two parts. The highway is south of the border with Russia, and it runs east to west for most of the time across Georgia. And if the Russians control that road, they can essentially control the northern half of the country. So it's a vital strategic military asset. And the Russians in recent days have also been in action on Georgian territory at the very western end of that road by the border with Abkhazia, which is another breakaway region of this country. I think the worry for the Georgian military, the Georgian government, is that if Russians control that road at two points in the far west and around Gori, essentially what they do is they cut off the rest of Georgia from the capital Tbilisi.
Is it clear, Gabriel, what Russia's intent is? President Bush addressed this issue today. He said that Russia's actions raise questions about its intentions and that Russia should keep its word and end this crisis now. Does anyone know what Russia's intentions are?
Moscow is very clear about its intentions, and it believes it is absolutely in the right in this conflict. Its stated intention is to protect the lives of South Ossetian citizens, many of whom hold Russian passports. The Russians have consistently said that the West in general and America in particular have backed the wrong side in this conflict. They say that the US and the West have mistaken the aggressors for the victims and vice versa.
All right, speaking to us from Tbilisi, Georgia, BBC reporter Gabriel Gatehouse. Thank you again.
Always a pleasure.